Let's talk about Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith comments against Colin Kaepernick on ESPN and on his podcast / radio show on ESPN. I would think that Kaepernick had done something to Stephen A. Smith, the way he's going in on Kaepernick so hard. But this is nothing new. Stephen A. Smith has always gone in when it comes to black male athletes. He just signed that contract, millions of dollars with ESPN. He's trying to get those buttered biscuits. And that's what it is. Who do you think you are? Deciding who's black and who's not. What? You really said that? And talking about he's a sellout? Talking about I'm a sellout? Eric Reed's a sellout. Like, what? Eric Reed had to pay dues to even just get back in the NFL. And they're obviously trying to keep Kaepernick out. You're on the wrong side of history. Don't switch it up now. We can see who you are. You know, you're not for us. You're for giving what white supremacists want to hear. Your commentary is white supremacist filled. Kaepernick can't determine his own terms on his own contract. See, that's the thing with professional sports, especially the NFL. Every time they trade somebody or, you know, they go to another team, it might be 3 o'clock in the morning. They have to move, you know, at that time, you know, that very time, that very, at that very moment. And people don't understand that, you know, you have this house and you got to leave that house and go to somewhere else, you know, in less than 24 hours. You know, people don't understand that, you know, how it is, how things go. You know, Stephen A's not bringing that up. And Kaepernick should be able to decide his terms on his own contract. You know, he's going to keep the social justice, but that's the same reason why they kicked him out in the first place. The 49ers didn't fire or terminate his contract because, you know, he was a bad... They terminated his contract or let it expire because they didn't like him kneeling for the national anthem. And the national anthem was only implemented to make money from the Department of, Department of the Security. I think it's for, no, defense. How can I forget that? But the Department of Defense, that's what it was about, to make money. Now, you know, that's the reason why they fired him. The reason why they did that lame-ass workout was to do a PR campaign. That was total PR. That was total PR. That was total PR. And it wasn't meant to get Kaepernick signed to a team. At all. But let's get back to Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith is obviously a sellout. He wants those butter biscuits. He goes in, he digs in hard like he has a personal vendetta towards black male athletes. especially. He does not side with us for anything. He does not agree with us. He is one of those corporate types that believes, you know, that you should have a bald head or a short haircut and dress white and act white, and that's how you get a job. But this is not just any job. This is a professional sports job that is contractually based. Let me say that again. This is a job that is based upon a contract and skill, you know, and whatnot. You know, I don't get it. How come a man that put in work in the NFL can't get hired to another team in the NFL? That's just like a dirty cop's, a clean cop snitches on a dirty cop, and all of a sudden he can't get hired again. That's what it looks like to me. And the comments that were made by Tio is true. I'm not saying that Max should be one of us. I'm not saying he is, you know, we should trust him like that. I'm saying his commentary, you know, the same as Tio. His commentary is a little bit more compassionate, you know, like he understands, you know, certain things, and Stephen A. does not. And the comment, I agree with the comment that Tio made, because Tio really don't have to come out of the, he really didn't have to come out, you know, from whatever he's doing now to do that interview and talk about that. But I guess he felt some type of way, and they, you know, felt it, you know, have a future Hall of Famer on there. But, you know, Max is blacker than Stephen A. And then Stephen A has this ideology about, you know, how things should be, you know, in that game. You can't, like, it's just filled with white supremacy. You know, when you go to a job or a job site, because they have a job site. Some jobs don't have a job site, okay? You know, you have to, you know, usually have to, a lot of travel or something like that, but they don't have a job site. It's just you have a badge, and that's it. There's no job site. But when you go on the job, you expect people to show you respect, you know, number one, from day one, even if you're just an applicant. You need that kind of respect. The NFL has no respect. They have no respect for what he's trying to do. They have no respect for it. They kept testing Eric Reed every single game last season. So we're going to give you a shot, but we're going to make it difficult for you. And if you screw it up, N-word, you're not going to play in this league ever again. That's what it was. That was a message delivered to Eric Reed. And then we have another message delivered to Kaepernick, because he's the ringleader. See, Eric Reed wasn't the ringleader. Kaepernick's the ringleader. That's why he couldn't take that, you know, that monkey crap waiver that they gave him. If anything happens, basically, if anything happens, he can't sue the NFL or get any kinds of grievances or anything. He just has to suck it up if he gets hurt or anything. That is just monkey crap. It is. And then he gave it to him Wednesday. The workout is Saturday. Then they changed the waiver, which he didn't sign. 2 hours before, he changed the location, which he had a right to do that. It's all about self-media these days. If it's not on your camera, it doesn't matter, because you get it on somebody else's camera, they're going to show what they want the people to see. Not what actually happened. That's why we have black media, you know. But Stephen A, I gotta, you know, I've been suspicious about him for a while when he's talking about LeBron James and this and that and getting real personal with him. He never seems to yell at these white quarterbacks. He never seems to be yelling at these these white athletes to be doing these trash ass stuff. I mean, he never seems to do that. But he wants to yell and whatnot. And everybody from the street ain't real. That's exactly right. Everybody from the streets ain't real. Some people are just dummies. And they grow up to be dummies. I don't care where he's from, where Stephen A's from. You know, some of these cats, they were sellouts before they even got famous. You know, you look at certain people, you know, how they move and whatnot. Stephen A, you know, what happened to Boom Howard? Whatever happened to, well, I know what happened to him, but you know, we had Boom Howard, and then, you know, he dies of cancer. And then we get Stephen A. Please, somebody explain that to me. We get one of the most respected guys, you know, black broadcaster, sportscaster in ESPN. He dies of cancer. And then we get Stephen A. to replace him. Basically, in a sense of taking the spotlight and everything of running ESPN. Because there is nobody. They got that dumb hoe that thinks switching gears is a sexual term. They've got a white man that's more compassionate than every single black person. I would say, you know, well, Stephen A. especially, you know, what is up with that over at ESPN? Are they trying to pin black versus black and make white seem very pure? Is that what they're trying to do? I don't know what they're trying to do at ESPN. I would not trust ESPN. I would not trust the NFL. A lot of things happen and whatnot. You know, they're not bringing up the issue. It's always somebody else or our community when it involves us. But ESPN, I don't know. I don't know about them boys. I don't know. I don't know about them. Or the NFL. I wouldn't trust him. And Cap didn't trust him. Wanted him to sign some waiver. And whatnot. And then Stephen A. thinks he knows so much. Stephen A. is not black. He is a white man with black skin. He's a Negropean. He's an Anglo-Saxon. He likes butter bits to be given him by white men. He likes white men better than black men. He's down with the white meat. He's not with us. I wish him the best. Good luck with that, because I know how that's going to end in the long run. It's not going to be good for him. It's just like dating a white woman for a serious amount of years or months or days or hours. But it's a threat to your own trinity, your own, you know, social system, your own support system. It's your own camp. It's a threat. Even though a lot of people have a lot of interracial relationships, but when you start doing stuff like that, like Stephen A., you hate yourself. You hate yourself. But I'll tell you, this is the last thing and I'll go. If you go into a job interview, okay, there's certain questions that they do ask before they hire you. Like, you know, how much do you want to get paid? How much were you getting paid at this job? Or how much do you, you know, sometimes they ask it in very different ways. They ask things like that and things on the interview. Or they might say, we pay our employees this much. Is that okay? Would that be fine? You know, sometimes it's non-negotiable. Sometimes it is. You can, you know, but this is a image based, even though it's sports, it's still image based, you know, business. So that, you know, the NFL is looking at him as a liability. But if you if you, you know, you should be able to create your own terms and be your own man. In sports, the NBA, they do somewhat of that. They do. They're willing to put up with more. As long as you don't hit anybody, they don't care. But they need to stop all this blackballing and kicking people out and all this stuff, because it's going to come back to bite them. You got dudes. It's going to be more dudes like Kaepernick and Antonio Brown coming along to say, well, forget football, especially because of head injury. Forget football. And forget football. And, you know, I'm going to be me. You know, I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, it's just like Dave Chappelle. That's why the Chappelle Show didn't last that long, because Comedy Central had to mess it up. And, you know, it's the same thing with the NFL. You're going to have a lot more guys doing that these days. They're not going to, you know, you're going to have more lawyers than agents. You know, even though an agent is somewhat of a paralegal, you know, as far as contractual agreements and things like that. But still, he has to go, you know, you're going to see lawyers in the boardroom, because, you know, not agents. Because it's just not worth it anymore. It's just not worth it. The NCAA just approved that you can make money off your likeness and image and whatnot, but then they penalized that dude for borrowing some money from the Buckeyes. One of their top defensive players. It suspends him. So there's a contrast with all of that, with the college football, and then you got the XFL coming in, and the league that Ricky Williams started and whatnot. And I don't know if the other league. I think you got the Arena League and the off-brand NFL league. I forget what you call that, but yeah, I don't know if they're still running. But still, you got that too. And the guys are gonna say it's just not worth it. It's not worth the concussion. It's not worth the trouble. It's not worth it. You can't be your own person. You can't own a team. You know, you can't. It's always too much of what you can't. And then they're never going to say you can't, because they don't want to get sued. But they're going to try to stop you. They're going to try to stop you. And that's what the NFL tried to do with that workout. Then we got Stephen A. with his ignorant comments.